We are at the time of the year where it's starting to get cold. The bugs are also going to get cold.
Yeah.
And it's crazy that those stink bugs and those red dotted...
box elder bugs.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Talk about those little pain in the rear ends.
So we get a flood of calls this time of year about stink bugs, box elder bugs, and those Asian lady beetles, which look like ladybugs, only they're like orange and kind of yellowy. They're ugly. They're like the ugly version of the ladybug. But those are all considered crop pests, you guys. So the reason you're seeing them right now is because farmers have started to harvest their crops. These types of insects, specifically the stink bug, destroy crops. They have a piercing, sucking mouth part that doesn't bite humans. It has no interest in biting humans, but they will destroy plants in fields. They suck the juices out of the plant, and then they could leave some damage and sometimes deform the fruit of the plant. So as these harvesting sessions are happening on the farms nearby, all those things are displaced. They have nowhere to go, and they flock to the nearest buildings, which is your house that was built right next to farm fields. So this is the time of year that I tell people, get on our schedule, because if you have ever had this nightmare continue through the winter where you're seeing one pop up here, one there, you got some in the windows, they just, where are they coming from? If you've ever dealt with that, the reason is because they had taken advantage of creeping into cracks and crevices on the outside of the house.
So my in-laws lived in Long Grove, and there was, I think Baxter has got a patch of land out there where they grow crops or whatever, and they had stink bugs all the time, and it was worse at this time of the year than any other time. We see it every once, and I understand why. With the stink bugs that are like in Northbrook or in other areas that don't have crops because it's all been developed, right, maybe 40 years ago, are they being carried by the wind? Are they being carried by birds? I mean, how are they getting...
That's a great question. There aren't many predators out there that will eat these things because they stink. They smell bad. They emit a toxin. So normally birds eat bugs, but there's not a lot of things out there that will eat box elder bugs or stink bugs. So it's just because they've taken advantage of, you know, sneaking away behind your siding, and they're thriving and they're multiplying and they just keep migrating. So even if you're not near a farm field, yes, the wind could take it, or that could just be an established colony. But
is it true to try to catch them in a cup, take them outside and light them on fire? I mean, how do you...
That sounds so intense and unnecessary. Okay. No, what we do right now is if you get on our schedule, we'll come and do an assessment and see exactly, you know, what's going on. Why are they interested in your house? And we put an exterior barrier on the outside. And we'll also do some spot treatments around windows if you already have them inside. But a lot of times... The reason they'll keep popping up on sunny days, mostly on the south and west sides of the house where the sun is beating hardest, they bask in the sun. They like warmth. Box elder bugs are attracted to heat. And stink bugs, they kind of use the sun to detect where to go. So these things are totally weather triggered. But there is a way to minimize their populations and prevent them from crawling up underneath the siding and, you know, taking up residency in your walls over the winter.
Next to carpenter ants, the physical appearance of the stink bug, not very attractive bug.
Yeah, it's, no. I mean, they're kind of...
If you're rating the attractiveness of bugs, I'm just letting you know.
I think you also said they have piercing, sucking mouth parts?
Correct.
Is that accurate?
Yes, it is. That's,
which could be helpful in certain situations. Just saying, don't judge.
I don't know.
Okay? So none of these things that we're talking about bite humans. They don't spread diseases or anything. They're really a nuisance, and they can't really like chew through your house or anything, but it's a nuisance, and it's annoying, and they don't belong inside your house. If you do see them inside the house, don't smash them. They'll stain your walls, and they'll smell really bad. A vacuum cleaner is going to be your best bet, and make sure you empty it. But yeah, get on our schedule, and we can absolutely help reduce what you're seeing and put that barrier on the outside.
What is the investment for something like that to help our listeners not have to deal with the stink bugs and the box elder bugs, because oh look, they look like ladybugs. No, they're they fly and they're disgusting, and they stack up on each other two, three deep.
Yeah, they like to cluster together to keep warm.
Disgusting.
Yeah, the best bang for the buck, honestly, is to get on our quarterly program, because then you only pay for 4 services out of the year, and if anything pops up in between, it's covered. And with weather patterns the way it is anymore, and with nature, you'd never know what's going to happen. So this is like a security. It's like peace of mind.
We're on that program, plus the mosquito abatement program.
Yeah, healthy home maintenance plan. Yeah,
every year.
And I'm giving $50 off to our listeners today for anyone that mentions the show. We've got people in the office now. $50 off of any new ongoing healthy home maintenance program.
What about that guy, Mike, who listens, that texted me, big fan of the show?
Yes.
He's listening right now, driving in his, he likes to drive GMAs. He likes to drive GMC trucks. He's out there smoking a cigar. Like, big fan of the show. You know, you could see him, right? He's out there. He's got his arm out, left arm out. He's driving with his right hand, you know. Just he's got his Diet Coke, not
so
the Coke
macho.
Zero, Diet Coke, you know, smoking the cigar, just listening, goes, hey, that knows her stuff. you know, would she come to St. Charles? I'm like,
oh yeah.
For a date? Or do you have I'm like, you're trying, am I
glad this, you specified.
Yeah, I'm like, this is a little weird. I'm like, you know, I don't typically do that, but for Janelle, if she's interested, I would. I'm like, are you having some type of rodent or insect challenge? She's like, oh yeah, I forgot to put that in. I've got a mice challenge in St. Charles. Will she come to St. Charles? I'm like, to eradicate the mice. Yeah, while she's there, maybe if she's is into you, maybe you could ask her out.
You know what's crazy? I had another story about St. Charles. Another woman called about a mouse getting in, and she's been in her house for 25 years or so. And this is the first time she's seen a mouse in like 10 years. But she also mentioned that her neighbor is doing some construction on the house next door. And that's all it takes, you guys. Like, when stuff gets stirred up in their natural habitats, of course these things are going to scurry away and get to the nut and, you know, the closest nook and cranny to hide away where food is. So,
got to take a break.
Mice are included in the Healthy Home Program, too. So it's a good thing to get on.
Yeah. So when you go to St. Charles, you know, take care of his mice and he might get a date out of it.
Good to know.
Don't tell his girlfriend. But it's a whole other thing. All right. If our listeners want to reach out to you, best number.
Yep. 1-800-GOT-PESTS or rosepestcontrol.com for a free quote.